Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Anne-Marie Sabat. Anne-Marie is an entrepreneur turned entrepreneur three decades ago. 2 years ago, she went from being retired to being refired, started a new business with AI as her partner, and invest, do not trade, stocks based on AI forecasts. So Anne-Marie, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Anna, thank you so much. I'm flattered to be here.
I'm so stoked that you're here. So from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Ugh, AI is doing so much. What it's doing, from my perspective, is in my second business, which is a boutique publishing firm, it is saving me so much time. It has kept me, I'm not hiring people who are the typical marketeers or publicists. I use AI for that. And the people who I do hire do use AI to help. So I'll give you some examples. When we write a book, when I hire somebody, when I work with somebody to write a book that they have inside of them, because everybody has a book inside of them, people do not realize this. 90% of the success of a book is marketing it. 10% is writing it. And when doing that, as the publisher, I need to get out a powerful press release. And so one of the things that I do with AI is I ask AI not to write the book. That is absolutely proprietary. That is the author's words. And a scanner is always used to make sure that is not AI, written by AI. Okay. However, when it comes to a press release headline, I find out what is the most powerful headline that will grab the attention of the media. Essential. Another thing that most people won't realize is AI actually will translate a book. The second book that came out is Sunny and the Pink Collar, and in Spanish, it's Sony y el Collar Rosa. And I work with a production company, and I said, I would like someone who is fluent in Spanish to narrate this. And they said, we don't have anybody. And I said, worry not. I went to an AI app called Murf, MURF.AI. I had about 15 female voices. I auditioned all of the AI voices. I chose one. And not only did this person, whose name is Gilda, an AI voice, do an outstanding job, what most people will not realize is Audible, ACX accepted it. It's all over the internet. You go, you look for it, and it's right there. Now, people don't realize this is critical. You know, it saves so much. Another thing is when I do decide to look for a book, I'm looking for one right now and looking for the right author. I have an outline. I know there are certain topics that I recommend be covered. So I ask AI, tell me the topics, 15 topics and subsections that you would like to, that you see would be valuable in a book. And that's where the buck stops. That's where AI stops as far as the inside of a book. It gives me the outline. And then I look to see what topic is relevant based on the target audience I'm reaching. It's extremely important. So those are just a few of the things. I'm into it. ChatGPT and I are good friends.
I can tell. ChatGPT and me are good friends too. So, you know, this is super interesting because I thought, oh, ChatGPT is really good for brainstorming. But to actually write a book in the way that you're describing, That's mind-blowing, Anne-Marie.
Well, it really is. And the key is, you know, what's very important is we always use AI scanners to see, has this book been written by AI? I've never had anybody give that to me, and I would never work with them if they did write one via AI. But from the standpoint of an outline, from the standpoint, if I'm writing a letter about someone to endorse them, I might say, here are the 15 things I know about Joe Schmo. Please put a draft for me, put a draft together, and then I go ahead and I edit it. I put it in my tone and go from there. And so what's happened is we've only just begun. Most people know, and I know you are the podcast expert when it comes to AI and AI perspectives, AI is equivalent to what the internet was in the mid 90s. And guess what? We've only just begun. Why do you think that NVIDIA, NVDA, if people have never heard about it, is one of the top stocks? Why do people, why is it that Jensen Huang, who is the founder and CEO of NVIDIA, is going like gangbusters? Because in 2002, NVIDIA was founded, and it takes at least 10 years for a company to really grow, establish, et cetera. This is what it is. It's here. And so AI is, we've only just begun when it comes to that. Many, many things. I can tell you, my son had some type of vascular situation. And you know what? We went to AI. Of course, he was going to a traditional doctor. He could have been 10 feet under by the time they were able to get to see him. We went to AI. What vitamins and nutrients are essential? What food should he stay away from that are inflammatory? And again, yes, you can do this through Yahoo and Google, but one-stop shopping is what it's about. It's like the Amazon.
Yes, you know, I use that at the same way. I need to take care of my macros. This is all I've eaten today. What else do I need? Give me a meal plan. Or, my son recently, his doctor called me, hey, his triglycerides are high and his cholesterol is high. He's like, oh, okay, so ChatGPT.
Right.
What can I do about this? Like, what can I feed him? Like, what is there to be done? And it's like so fast and so easy, and you don't have to just go make appointments anywhere.
Exactly. And what people don't realize is ChatGPT and AI is really more human than human. I'll give you a quick example, which is kind of silly. We have a 15-pound, very spoiled Maltese by the name of Mozart, because my partner is a violinist. He was with the New York Philharmonic, and he craves these bully sticks. And so I asked ChatGPT, how many bully sticks are too many? Is one a week acceptable? And of course, ChatGPT said, yes, one should be fine. And I said, thank you. And ChatGPT came back and said, give Mozart a little hug for me.
I know, it's so nice.
It's wonderful.
Sometimes I'm working on ChatGPT, and it knows my kid's name. It knows like my whole life. And yes. Sometimes when I have some like speaking engagements or something, it's like, good luck at your event. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much.
It's, you're so right. In fact, someone was telling me yesterday evening at dinner that ChatGPT is going to go into the next level, as you're saying, and as I was saying with the dog, it is going to be able to sense your emotion, something that we cannot even imagine. So the most important thing is this, and I want listeners to know, you don't have to be afraid of AI for losing a job. You simply have to fear the people who have your expertise, who know AI. That is where it's at. Simply continue to educate yourself. And today you can do that online like no other.
That's exactly right. What do you say, comparing AI to internet in the 90s? That's exactly right. Every single new thing in the history of humanity has instilled fear. When electricity came, fear. Cars, fear. Internet, fear. Cell phones, fear. AI is here, and it's here to stay. And we just need to get updated.
You're absolutely right. We need to embrace it. And I heard something to build on what you're saying, Anna. When there were horse and carriages and the cars came out, people were frightened of electric horses. So the point is, we are here to stay. We simply have to embrace it, use it for the best, as a wonderful tool. And again, it gives us much more time on a personal level.
Yes, it does. So thank you so much for all of this. So Anne-Marie, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
They are more than welcome. Thank you. They are more than welcome to reach out to me on my personal website called AnneMarieSabbath.com. That's AnneMarie Sabbath, SAB as in boy, ATH.com. And not bragging, but they will see my 11 books that I have written. And one of them is actually called Everybody Has a Book Inside of Them, How to Bring It Out. And I say that because I love giving people the confidence to create whatever they want in their lives. That is essential. And so I'm here for you without question.
Fantastic. So we're going from right from here. Thanks to our guest, Anne-Marie Sabbath, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting AnneMarieSabbath.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.